For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears take on Washington Saturday, and that meant practicing today on their regular day off. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Cravion LeBlanc, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter all held out of practice today with various ailments. The team still hasn't made a decision on whether or not to activate cornerback Kyle Fuller, but they have to do that by tomorrow afternoon. Bears will get some help on defense this week as linebacker Jarrell Freeman returns following a four-game suspension for violating the league's policy against performance-enhancing substances. Bears and Washington at Soldier Field at noon on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Rams reportedly set on luring John Gruden to their head coaching position. Blackhawks return to action tonight at the United Center, looking for their sixth win in a row as Ottawa comes to town. Scott Darling will be in the goal again tonight, but Coach Joe Quenneville said today that Corey Crawford could play Friday against Colorado. Crawford's been out the last 2 weeks after undergoing an appendectomy. Artur Minasimov will also sit out tonight's game with an upper body injury. He's day-to-day, and he could be back on Friday as well. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. We've got college football today. The Boca Raton Bowl in Florida tonight features a matchup between Memphis and Western Kentucky. Playing in bowl games, the subject of much discussion this week. Today, former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt joined the Mully and Hanley show and shared his thoughts on players skipping bowl games.
What I think they could do, I mean, hey, don't play Christian McCaffrey the whole game, but take him to the game. You know what I mean? And maybe he doesn't play 40 plays. Maybe you limit how much he plays. Maybe you don't play him at all. I don't know. But you don't announce that they're not going to play. I think there's a way to take these guys there and still do something with them.
You can hear more with Dave Wannstedt at MullyandHanley.com. And the Bulls are back at 500 after a win over Detroit last night. They return to action tomorrow night when Washington comes to town. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And does your common cold feel anything but common? Walgreens can help you find the right cold relief fast, like Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give you effective relief at a great price. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
There is no way on God's green earth that guy goes anywhere yesterday on that play without two guys on him. Not for a second. If he's going to the sideline, I'm sending two bears after Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised that he is simple.
Come on, dude.
That is an easy call for a Lovie Smith Tampa 2. And you drop those safeties
drop
as far
safeties.
Back as they can go. Nobody gets behind you. Cover 2.
Even if it's a seasoned cornerback, you could get beat on that play, because that guy just has a way of beating people. He just does. That's why I don't let him.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Matt Bowen.
It would be beneficial to every head coach to have someone there on the sideline to tell them what the game situation is, how many timeouts you have left, what the down and distance is, all that stuff that goes into making coaching decisions. We had a game in Washington where Joe Gibbs is yelling. We had a coach who carried the red flag, okay? Coach Gibbs did not do that. And he's yelling at the coach to throw the challenge flag on the field. Okay, he can't find it. Throwing his keys in the field, his cookies in his pocket. He's throwing everything on the field. He can't find it because it was stuck in his sock. All right, so even if you have a guy in that situation, the panic sets in on sidelines. NFL sidelines, there's an absolute chaos on Sundays. There is. And that's why you bring up the point that you have to have someone there who's very calm, who understands football, who understands game situations to advise these coaches.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
Bears Monday, my last Bears Monday.
Hallelujah. Lucky you.
Hallelujah.
Party for you. No more Bears Mondays for you.
I've got to work.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If you can't find anything else to celebrate, celebrate that for me.
There you go. We'll take caller 6 right now to the contest line, 312-591-6700, to win a spot for you and three guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive a breakfast buffet, soft drinks, the chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. Let me ask you a simple question here, and maybe I'm the idiot here, because sometimes, you know, you have an opinion and you think that others agree with you, and maybe this just is just flat wrong. But if the Rams, the woebegone Rams,
yep,
are set on luring John Gruden,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't the Bears beat him to it? I mean, I'm serious. Maybe I just think John Gruden's a better coach than other people think he is. But I know at one point, a long time ago, Tampa Bay gave up 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and $8 million cash, 2002 cash, to have him as their coach.
Yes, they did.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he led them to a Super Bowl victory. And that this guy knows modern offense. He certainly hasn't gotten any dumber.
No.
He's been, and not only has he been around the game, he has been immersed in doing the one thing that is considered the most important holy grail of this game, finding and developing quarterbacks. Now, I don't know if he's in love with Jared Goff, if he thinks that going
he is
somehow unlock him, that's his opportunity, and you couldn't maybe sell him on the Bears because that guy isn't here. But my God, you got to be a dynamic organization. If this really is true, and this isn't just some kind of bit that he's doing for attention or brand building or whatever it might be, that he really wants to coach again, for the Bears to be where they are, you better be right in on this conversation every damn step of the way.
Yeah, the minute you hear it.
Right.
The minute anybody says,
hey, John, you don't do anything until you talk to us.
Don't like it.
You know what I mean?
There's no question you should be in on it. But, again, the Rams do have something you can offer, and a very important thing in his football world.
But that guy might suck.
Oh, I think it's a distinct possibility. But as I recall, Gruden really liked him coming out of...
Yeah, he did.
I think he did, yeah.
But this is a guy still... He's 53, but he's a youthful 53. A youthful, energetic 53 who's on the side of the ball that you need. Where you could keep Vic Fangio, you could keep Ed Donatell, you could keep your structure, keep the whole thing. I also don't think he's going to want to push around Ryan Pace and try to usurp any general managerial power. I've never heard anything like that about him, that he's a coachy coach who's happy in his film room and his practices and his meeting rooms. And look, again, maybe just I think he's a better coach than others do, but I think in this NFL, he has a special set of skills that happens to lend itself to exactly where this league is going right now.
No, no question. I wonder, you know, sometimes you just, you can't tell with him. Sometimes you see him say something and then he says something else. You go, what? Wait a minute. Wait, I thought you wanted this. I thought you wanted to do this again. It's sort of like he hedges his bets at some point. I'm sure this isn't the first team that's approached him or wanted to talk. And supposedly, from those in the know, he's very attracted to the Rams job on his own part. He doesn't need them to call him. He's very attracted to it.
That's fine. But we know.
But no, I'm with you. I got the bag of money for him.
You're still the Bears. You're still, no matter what this franchise has been through, and something that Billick addressed also, that he even said, and I thought there might be this kind of out-of-town understanding, the Bears still carry a lot of weight in the eyes of coaches. Being the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and it's still there's still that understanding, whether you think it, whether I think it, coaches think it, about where they are as a heritage franchise compared to some others, and what it would mean for them to get back to being really good.
I agree. I would look. It's like if Harbaugh's best friends are saying he's not interested. Okay, all right. I believe that.
I don't.
Made that point. I got a bag of money for Gruden.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe it either. When Harbaugh says he's not interested,
I'm not sure either. I'm not sure. All I know is that if you, I was thinking the same thing yesterday. If he's thinking Rams, if they're really attracted to Jared Goff, and again, I think he really liked him. You know, the quarterback thing he does. I think he really liked him. I liked him in college. I'm not crazy about what I've seen as a pro, because remember, it took him a couple weeks to even get in the lineup after they sort of anointed him. And I was a starter, a guy who couldn't even make the opening day roster. He was kind of, his preseason was awful if you watched Hard Knocks. And no ball security. I mean, there just wasn't much going on there. But if Gruden thinks, you know, he can mold him into something, then you got the most important thing you need. There, you start there, and your talents as a coach and as a quarterback's coach, as a coach of offense, are as good as people think they are. Then he's money. Then he's money, that kid. If that's the case, the Bears do not have that offer for him, man. It's just not there.
They can't put it on the table, but they could. There's always a number, though.
There's a number.
There's always a number that would make him think twice. And at some point, when those guys become available, it's not every day. No,
certainly not.
Sometimes you just say, "Wait a second, this is a guy who is ready to get back in." And there are some guys who get into broadcasting and half-ass it. And they're just cashing checks, and they show up at games, and they know a couple names, and they spout a bunch of cliches, and they just go through the motions.
Yeah, and they're made. Yeah,
we know for a fact that Gruden hasn't been doing that. And he's you talk about transparency. You know, his work with young quarterbacks has been on camera, and he sits there and he watches film and he runs these camps, and he's been in many ways, he's never relinquished the role of quarterbacking guru, even though he's been out of the business. He's still in the business.
He is.
It would make me crazy to think, first of all, that the Bears wouldn't think, hey, let's get out ahead of this and see what we can do here. And B, if it really is the point where they wouldn't even be in the running and wouldn't even have a shot, that's even more depressing. That they wouldn't pick up the phone because they've already gotten signs back or back channel evidence that it wouldn't be worth their time. That's terribly depressing.
Could happen.
It could, but that's even worse if that's the case. Because right now you've got, you know, they say as Alvy Singer said, a shark needs to keep swimming or it dies. And what the Bears are right now is a dead shark, because when you're not progressing, there's nothing here, and there are no real tangible signs of material progress.
No,
a couple guys, it's a guy here, a guy there, guy's a game.
Maybe. Well, it's difficult to tell, because the Bears' best football always happens when they're down 17 to 20 points. You know, it's like, I don't know how much you really garner from that when you're getting the brains beat in and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, your team, I'm not sure what happens sometimes. That's all we've seen of a positive thing, is the comebacks.
And that's true. You'd be better off if you didn't have to do that in the first place because you were just good.
Yeah, it's just that nobody in this town thinks that way. They just don't. I mean, the Cubs, Joe Maddon, I thought was the best manager in baseball. They got him.
They went out and said, oh, he's available? Okay, let's get him.
Yeah, let's get him right now. We got a manager, and now we don't. No, no, we don't. He can go bye-bye. Okay. But I mean,
and they were criticized for it.
Yeah, I know.
They were saying, what are they doing? What kind of loyalty is this? This was, I mean, seriously, that's exactly what you ask a gangster to do, is make a move like that.
Yeah.
And it's, it
it's
is
what you want.
It is certainly possible that, that Gruden has no interest in the Bears and would have no interest in the Bears, but I think it's probably worth finding out if they even think that they would have the wherewithal to pick up a phone, or how many meetings it would take and who would do it. Would George do it? Would Virginia do it? Would they all have to sit around and come up with some sort of plan? You want, at least you know when Jerry Jones picks up the phone, he's the operator. He's doing it. It's his plane. So it's a little frustrating to me to think that there would be somebody who would say, yeah, I'm ready to get back in it. And the Bears are sitting here meandering around in the football wilderness again.
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 We face it again. We boldly go where we've been a million times before.
Right, where the Bears have always gone.
Just awful. Thank you. Okay, they're awful. Yes. Yes, actually, they are.
Even if Gruden said, you know what, Cutler's under contract, and if he comes back healthy, I've seen enough of it to know that I could do okay with that for now. Yeah, go ahead and draft somebody. We'll be fine. And maybe he wouldn't touch him with a pole of any length.
Maybe. I don't maybe know. I don't know what he really thinks of anything. But
right.
I same way when Harbaugh was roaming around. I mean, why don't they make a move? They want to call in, you know, ancient some fossils, not Jim Fossil or John Fossil. They want these guys to come in and oversee their operation, see what's wrong. Bill Polian, come on down here. Hey, we need your help.
I can do the way. Why, look, you know what? I can tell you right now. Call Jim Harbaugh. Call John Gruden, and write a check.
That's it.
And I don't need to have that thing.
You don't have to worry about it.
I don't need to think on Ernie Accorsi's head to tell me who's good at coaching and who's going to all of a sudden make you good. That's like what we were saying with Bobby Petrino. We're saying Illinois should hire Bobby Petrino. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get good at football right away.
Well, I think we both advocated that.
Yes.
You know, I occasionally get a motorcycle stunt. You certainly. I mean, there's only a certain amount of coaches that I really think are rainmakers anyway. I mean, you we see year after year hires of assistants that have the great reputations, and oh my God, dude, we've been waiting for the day when we could get him. But in point of fact, there aren't truly many of them that you say to yourself, oh yeah, he's done this, he's developed this, he's developed that. And I mean, you have to believe that of Gruden.
You need a guy about whom you know the moment he walks through the door. It's not about, oh, well, he's going to instill a different kind of culture, or he's been associated with this, or he's been around these guys, yeah, or Ernie Accorsi likes him. It's, you know, when the guy walks through the door, your team right there just got better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The minute he walks through the door, you got better.
And look, maybe I'm wrong about Gruden. Maybe he's not that anymore, or maybe you never thought he was that. I guess I did. I guess I've always been impressed with him.
You know, look, they seem to be looking around. They don't seem to have any strong opinions on guys that they do want hired. I mean, and when they get somebody now, all of a sudden people are wondering what Ryan Pace does. What is it? Does he take orders from John Fox? How's that relationship going? I mean, you can end all of that.
Yeah, I'm done with the ambiguity there too. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it is. I don't know the right answer. I haven't even asked. But I look at it and I say, oh, God. Again, you have this conflict, this nonsense. If that's true, if he's told him to go sit in the corner and be quiet, I'll take care of this, Ryan. I mean, whatever it is, there was nothing wrong, and it's not thought of as it should be in this town more times than not, is to go out with a big bag of cash and see what happens. And just tell him, Jared Goff, my ass.
You didn't have Stan Van Gundy call him up.
Yeah.
Player only meaning my ass.
Yeah. No, I don't know. My ass. I don't need him in my life.
Yeah, forget that. Come be the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, come be the head coach of the Bears.
Here.
Tell me, cachet.
Yeah, tell me how much money you need and we'll make it work.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm guessing $8 million a year.
And see, that's, the Cubs did that.
They did.
The Cubs said, oh, who? Oh, he's a free agent? All right, well, we'll be on a plane momentarily.
Yeah.
And they were. And they were right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was barely reported when Theo and Jed are already there. They're on a plane, man. They're headed right there. Oh, hello. Okay, we're talking. Let's get on this.
Well, right or wrong, they operate in a very decisive, self-assured manner. They don't worry about looking back and saying I screwed this up. They don't worry about it, and that's the way the Bears stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about the turds that you are. Do something about it.
Yeah, the 847 says he's been out of work for 8 years and Gruden is still up at 4 a.m. every day watching film and working, obviously itching to get back for the right gig.
He is. I saw a little thing on him. He's up at 4 in the morning watching film.
Madison, and I'm thinking, Wisconsin.
Oh, my God, dude.
And Derek on the score. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, Terry, congratulations and good luck on your retirement. I don't know that I necessarily agree with looking at guys like Gruden for that. I know you just kind of stole my thunder there. That's good that he's up at 4 in the morning. But who are his contacts that are active in football right now that would build a team? I would rather have somebody who's in the mix.
Well, he wouldn't be building the team. Ryan Pace would still be building the team.
Well, who's it? Who do you like? I mean, who do you think's in the mix right now?
You know, that's just it. I don't have the knowledge or the wherewithal to take and pick a head coach. I just don't. I just don't like the idea of going back to somebody. There's a reason that John Gruden's not in football anymore, you know? And he's 8 to 10 years removed. Who's he going to bring along?
He doesn't bring along anybody. He's a coach. You know what I mean?
He's a coachy coach.
You don't necessarily hire a coach because who's going to bring along. You hire him because of who he is and what he does and what he has done.
I just worry about we've already had guys like John Fox and a
lot of guys. Don't worry about John Fox. The idea is to move past that. Don't worry about John. The whole idea of this is to be done with John Fox.
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
Well, that's what we're talking about then. It's like you're not hiring a guy to necessarily bring somebody along. When you hire him, he is instantly also your de facto offensive coordinator. My plan would be keep Vic
Fangio.
And
I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, my plan would be keep Vic Fangio, let him run the defense, and if Gruden's got a problem with that, you negotiate that with him. But I would leave your 3-4 concept anyway. You might as well have, as long as you're running a 3-4, you might as well have, it's either Fangio or Dom Capers are the best guys at running that.
Yeah, and please, thanks for the call, but my friend, if you don't think that John Gruden has any contacts living in the NFL, like he's so far out of touch with what's going on, no.
No, just making that
point. He is not.
The guy has stayed in the game, even though he's been away from the game. We're Boers and Bernstein. We've got a lot more to come. We're going to talk to Matt Miller at 3 o'clock. Second half, Greg Gabriel at 4, Hub at 5 on the score.
Tonight, on the seventh day of Cubs miss, the score gave to me an NLCS 10-2 win.
Yep, this was the game the bats came alive once again, where the Cubs won big 10-2 over the Dodgers.
Cubs win 10-2, series tied 2-2 in the National League Championship Series.
Don't miss this historic game starting at 10 p.m. on the 12 days of Cubs miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, presented by Blue Man Group. No silence. Silent Night's here.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. A team that had pretty much nothing to play for should not have played harder and been more hungry than a team that had everything to play for. But that's exactly what we saw last night as Carolina beat Washington. The Redskins had to have that game, and a win for the Panthers really didn't do anything for them at all. Yet they still took it to the Redskins. The Redskins jockeying for playoff position. The Panthers have next to no shot at being in the playoffs, and they played without Luke Kuechly, and the Redskins still got smashed. They went from controlling their own destiny coming in to now needing to win their last two games and needing help to get in. That's how bad of a loss that was for the Redskins. They were cruising at 6-3-1, but have now lost 4 of their last 5. Look, I've got nothing invested in the Redskins, but even I'm offended by the way they showed up last night. I'm Jim Rome.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... Or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? look to Plant Moran because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plant Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plant Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at plantmoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's plantmoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 NBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
this magazine's publisher.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When you look at the helmet of the Bears, I mean, that is the NFL. It's the history of the NFL. There's only a handful of teams that go back, and whether it's Hallis and the Bears and the New York Giants, and there's just something special about that. The fact that it's Chicago. It's a storied franchise. How do you not? There's got to be, for any coach, and let's make it very, very quick, because now people, well, Billick's lobbying for the job. I'm done coaching. I'm not lobbying for the job of coaching. They ought to keep John Fox. Don't anybody go crazy with this. I'm just, the Chicago Bears, when you look as a coach, there are certain teams that, had they come calling, I don't care what your situation is, it's the Chicago Bears. It's got to be a dream job for any coach that's been in coaching it for any length of time in his entire life, because it's the Chicago Bears.
Still,
Brian Billick, yeah.
Still.
That about sums it up. I think that's what we're saying, boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 this morning. I think that's basically what we're saying.
If that's true. That's what Brian Billick thinks. If you still have that kind of brand value, use it.
Use it.
Use it to be better. Use it to see, hey, look, would you consider us? If somebody is thinking, or might be thinking, hell yeah, you're the Chicago Bears, and I want to say, you know, before this is all said and done, that I was head coach of the Chicago Bears, hell, I'm breaking into John Gruden just thinking about it. Just even talking about it. Head coach of 58, right, swinging banana. I mean, you want a team to think big and to know when something isn't working, and I give them a lot of credit for moving on the way they did, not just from a coach, but from a general manager when things got real sour, and Virginia came stomping down the stairs and smacking everybody around, and you can't rely on that again, because I don't think she's going to do it again and say, listen, numbskulls, I'm sick and tired of losing, I'm embarrassed, and fix this thing while I'm still walking this earth, or I'm going to kick all your candy asses. Because I don't think that's happening again. I want there to be somebody who can say, hey, you know what we should consider? We should consider talking to this guy.
Fighter 2, Y Banana.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks return to action tonight at the United Center, looking to win their 6th straight as Ottawa comes to town. Scott Darling in goal again tonight, but Coach Joe Quenneville said that Corey Crawford could play on Friday against Colorado. Artem Anisimov also out for tonight's game with an upper body injury. He could be back on Friday as well, though. Puck drop tonight at 7:30. Bears take on Washington on Saturday. That meant practicing today on the normal day off. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Cravon LeBlanc, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter all sidelined today with injuries. Meanwhile, that 60-yard bomb from Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson to set up the winning Green Bay field goal on Sunday is still the talk of the town. Today, defensive coordinator Vic Fangio said, if you want to blame someone for that play, blame him.
We're in that type of coverage, and it offered a lot of help to some of the players. It didn't offer enough help to Cravon, and they got behind him. It was a great throw and catch. And obviously, if anybody's at fault there, it's me. So, you know, I wouldn't lay that blame on Cravon.
Bears and Washington Saturday at noon. The Bulls host Washington tomorrow night. And in baseball, the Red Sox have traded former All-Star pitcher Clay Buchholz to the Phillies for a minor league infielder. Padres are set to sign former Cub reliever Clayton Richard. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings. Get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. 670 The Score's holiday broadcast at Real Time Sports is brought to you by Windy City Suites in Lakeview, where life is a little bit sweeter. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thank you, Julie. Yeah, and that's what we're talking about the Bears. And, you know, there are some other guys in the game you would consider, and we were talking about Sean Payton yesterday, right?
Yes.
And Sean Payton, clearly, this has been simmering for a while down there with him anyway, and now it gives you the perfect excuse if you want to launch him, and he said, well, you have to trade me, whatever. But between the two, even though Sean Payton, very accomplished coach, I also don't want him.
Why?
I mean, well, I don't like him, and I don't think a lot of people do. I think it's very difficult to get, you know, anything. I mean, isn't he one of the guys that Hub doesn't even like?
Correct.
I mean, think about that list of guys that Hub doesn't like, how short that list is. And he's on it.
In Naperville, it's Leo on the score. Hello, Leo.
Hey, guys. Terry, just wanted to wish you best wishes on your retirement. 25 years. I've thoroughly enjoyed your entertainment.
Thanks, Leo.
Hopefully you can continue to share your writing in your retirement. Thoroughly enjoyed your article.
I plan on it. Thanks.
Awesome. Good. On Sean Payton, I know he's a Panaccio, and I know a lot of people hate him.
Panaccio Grande.
Grande. But I think when you're looking at the next coach, obviously you want somebody offensive-minded, not Dr. Depp, but you want somebody that can identify the quarterback talent and then develop it. And I think I'm leaning towards Sean Payton just because I think he's got the eye to identify the quarterback talent that they'll need to find, either free agency or in the draft.
How would we know if he's had quarterback continuity his entire career?
Right, and
when has he done that? When has he had to identify quarterbacks?
They signed Drew Brees. I mean, when he was on the bone pile, basically. So if he saw that,
had a shoulder injury, yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
I just think you need that type of quarterback guy. Now, Gruden and Harbaugh might have that, but I also like Sean Payton's offensive principles better than those two.
Fair enough. He's not a bum. I mean, Sean Payton, obviously, that there's plenty of people who don't like him, but he guys.
No, he's not a bum. No,
the guy's got skins on the wall. You know, he's done it.
It's just someone you're thinking about. That name is clearly available. Let's talk. And John Gruden seems to me, from everything that's been rumbling out there, that he's available. Okay. I mean, I would make a point to talk to both of them. I know my preference, but that doesn't mean I'm right.
There's a fair point here made by Schmutzy via Twitter, who said it's not like the Bears aimed low on Fox. They thought at the time they were signing a top-tier guy. He'd been to two Super Bowls, widely considered a solid coach, and they went and got him. Yeah, they did. It's just that the timing ended up being very strange because of the proximity to the hiring of Ryan Pace and everything we knew about Pace and he was brought on board for that hire and eventually technically can say it was his hire, but it wasn't really entirely his because of the organizational drift.
Anytime you get to the convoluted
to
Bears, we end up twisting ourselves in knots trying to explain these things. Yeah. But, yeah, I understand you. That wasn't bargain basement. It's real, I didn't know that much about him. I know that right away we learned he's no good on Sundays. Very early in the game, we had somebody mention that to us, and damn if he wasn't right.
And the 630 says Peyton's already used to ignoring Ryan Pace, so he's got that going for him.
I think that's probably true, too.
And the 773 mentions that Peyton urged Dallas to bring in Romo. Granted, both are Eastern Illinois guys, but he did bring him in. So the Saints also drafted Garrett Grayson, who was a complete bust. I don't remember the name.
Well, I just think there's a certain way you go about doing things. And look, maybe John Gruden isn't a fit. I don't know. But I just kind of look at it and say, well, how often does that happen? I mean, he's been sitting on the sideline for a long time, being paid, highly paid, just for doing what he does. And I'm thinking, wow. And that's exactly what it was, NFL protection written in that contract. But look, even if he goes somewhere, whether it's Chicago or somewhere else, and it goes wrong, at that new team, he can always go back to work again.
Right.
They're not going to say, John, no. We're not interested. Are you kidding me? Every damn network would be interesting. So it's interesting. It's not that it's like, oh boy, if I do this, I may have pulled the plug on my other job. No, you haven't.
He doesn't really risk anything.
He's not set. Say he sucks. Okay. All right. Nothing happens in 2 years with the Bears. Okay. Does that make up you? Do you think for a second somebody's not a TV, whether it's Fox or CBS or ESPN or whatever, isn't going to grab him back?
Sure they are. And it doesn't sound like it's a lifestyle issue because some guys just get tired of what coaching does to them. But he's sort of the coaching addict. Like
he's whiffed.
He's pretending he's a coach even when he's not a coach because it's just in his nature. He has to do it. He has to keep waking up at 4 in the morning.
I mean, look, the first name that you hear come out of Jacksonville is Tom Coughlin.
That's insane.
He's still, you got to get him out of the Giants football offices.
Yeah, he still thinks he's coaching the Giants.
He's still working there. I mean, well, we're going to go back to Tom. Okay, yeah, you can. But is he really the guy that can nursemaid Blake Bortles Is that what you? Is he the guy?
No.
Hell no. Get out. Stop that.
No, I'm not. Not for me. He's not. I can tell.
No. But I mean, the inspiration for some of these things that teams do and think about is like, what? What? No, I mean, all I know is you hire him, and your quarterback's going to get better, whoever he is. I don't know. And right now, you don't have one I really truly identified, but he'll be better at it. And Gruden's track record suggests this. And I agree with you. I don't think this is a win-win for Gruden. Even if it comes in a couple of years and, you know, people get impatient and crazy in the NFL, my God, that's what makes the league go along.
Yeah, we're probably doing it right now.
Yes.
We're probably evidence of that.
Sure. But that doesn't mean he can't go back to where he, if you want, look, I would love that comfy, cushy lifestyle, do my quarterback show and do games, and that's great. That'd be waiting for him again.
Mm-hmm. Be right there.
Yeah.
All good.
If he's got that football itch again, and I agree, I think he was one of those guys I would have said to him when he stepped in, you needed a break. Now that he's still, this nonsense that he's not up on the game, he's up on everything. Talking about it, he knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah, sometimes coaching jobs just kind of end because they have to. That's sort of the Thibodeau thing where you're not doubting how good a coach somebody is. It's just kind of over,
mm-hmm.
and it happens. And then those guys show up elsewhere. They start all over again, and everything's fine.
It's fine.
And they end up being, once again, great at whatever it was they were great at before. Brooks is in Wakanda. He's on the score. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks
good.
For taking my call. How are you?
Good. Fine.
So I was sitting here. I'm an Indianapolis guy, so I'm a little jealous that the Bears could possibly get Gruden because we could use a new coach as well.
Well, we're not saying they could possibly get him. We're just we're wondering why there isn't more of an active.
We'd like speaks with him.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. I look at it from a perspective of maybe they're playing it safe. You know, from the John Fox perspective. And you know, you brought up the analogy earlier about the Cubs. They just do. You know, they just make it happen, and they don't worry about what other people think. And so you kind of wonder if general management from that perspective is, I don't want to ruffle the feathers of John Fox. You know, he's still a good coach. Maybe we don't want to hurt his feelings, so to speak. I like Gruden. I guarantee you,
based on what I know about how people at Halas Hall feel about John Fox, not hurting his feelings would have nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
because he has not done anything to personally endear himself to people in that building.
Much there. Yeah.
What's your thought on Matt Barkley as a starting piece?
As a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, compared to Jared Goff, I mean,
I'm not comparing him to Jared Goff. No, not as a starter. No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
We've
been thank you for the call. We've been taking a lot of those. We took some yesterday.
You got it.
Griggs and Rosner took some of those today. He's the man.
If the eye test doesn't do it for you, look at his numbers. And there's a reason why they're trailing big in a lot of these games. Was it Jake Plummer years ago? Said, wow, look at these comebacks. Yeah, well, there's a reason
He put you in a hole by throwing a pick six.
Because he kept throwing interceptions.
That's what he did for touchdowns.
Right, all the time. You got to look at everything. You got to look at why they're in a position to go into this. Yeah, he's comfortable in the 4-minute offense. He's comfortable in the 2-minute offense. A team backs off. They're in umbrella coverage, and he's able to find those guys and make some of these throws. But the only reason they're in that defense is because he gave him the game.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's what he did. And he used to laugh about it.
And that's
pick six, fumble. What is it? 14-0. Okay.
Yeah, but here comes Jake the Snake, rallying him back.
Here's his comeback. Right? Yeah, I just think that even if it doesn't happen, we don't know the Bears are interested or not. There's no good reason not to try.
Thank you. That's all it comes down to. 312-644-6767. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
It's all over Thursday. Cap off the Scores Holiday Show with the final Boers and Bernstein show ever. Yep, after 17-plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Boers and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person.
Bye, Cracky.
Don't miss the final Boers and Bernstein show ever.
Who cares?
On Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Kids, KARS cards for kids, 1-877 cards for kids.
donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out. Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like tick on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Gleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... Or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Gleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Taste the feeling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You can see that Pulse security is not good, and that's the one thing that bothers me about Cutler the most. 16 interceptions. He's fumbled it 11 times. Ball security and issue with the former Commodore from Vanderbilt. Got to get better at it. Bears performance, lethargic, non-competitive, ugly.
That's the man we're talking about on Boris and Bernstein, John Gruden. And at the very least, if you you go to him and he's serious, you're serious, I wouldn't mind him just coming in and giving me, the guy running the Bears or owning the Bears, whatever it is, a look at what he thinks of the organization. You're always wandering around looking for odd old people.
Sir,
I mean, ask him.
Are you 70 years old and do you have roadkill on your head?
Yeah.
Yes and yes. Okay, would you like to tell us what to do with
our
football
team?
He's
old, he can't remember how that thing got in his head.
Sir, what is that on your head?
Dom Capers would be perfect. He's got one of those.
I forgot.
It's a muskrat. I don't. All I know is that
I saw
just
a muskrat a couple weeks ago. I actually saw a muskrat. It was the strangest thing. I was taking a walk with my niece. We were up at Daniel Wright Woods, and there was this thing in the middle of the water. And I thought, that's not a beaver. That's too small to be a beaver. And then it swam over. Then it got out, and there it was. I'll be damned. It was a muskrat. I don't know what it was doing, but it could find Ernie Accorsi's head. It could climb up and lie down and make a nice little nest. So, Baldy, you're saying Dom Capers?
He looks like Charles Grodin circa 1978. I'm telling you, take a look
kid.
At that thing. It's
okay.
Awful.
Well,
as a long, young, bald man, I can always pick this out.
A long time.
Movie reference?
A long time,
I've been,
young
I've been
man.
Like this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, and I'll give you credit. You didn't. You've never gone with the, oh, look at me. I woke up and now I have a full head of hair. I am Brian Urlacher. I couldn't even picture you.
It doesn't look that much different.
It's like those pictures of Matt Bowen when he had his weird, like, blonde, frosty tips.
It actually looked like Thibs back in the early 90s with the mullet.
Oh, that's a thing. That's one of the great sports photos there. The full mulleted blue tracksuit Tom Thibodeau picture just absolutely styling out. You know, I had an old friend who was prematurely bald. His early 20s. Pretty much just a little bit of the back and sides. And he got a new job. And he moved. He got a job in Chicago. And he said, hey, you know, let's go have lunch. Let's go have lunch. And I go to see him. And he comes down to the lobby of the office. And he has the worst hairpiece on you have ever seen in your life. Like Lego hair. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's why I don't know why you need to be old and vain. I quite correlated those two.
But this was it was so bad. And
well, many of them are.
I know.
They're just icky.
And as I've gotten older, I'm cursed with the inability to unsee a hairpiece. I am. It's just a great skill that I have. I can spot it across a room, and I just know. I'm just great at it.
I can, too. I was out to dinner with my parents, yeah. And I saw a guy, like, at a salad bar, and I'm like, oh, God, there he is.
Right.
Take a look
at the
salad bar.
Right.
Yeah, at the table.
There's that, you know? So, and he comes down, and he walks out, and he looked so happy and so confident, and I wasn't going to be a jerk about it, but I kind of pointed, like, hey, look at you. And he pulls his head and goes, hey, don't say anything. Nobody knows.
I mean, unless you have like an extraordinary amount of money that you want to spend on it,
right?
That's the way it's going to look. It's going to look like something died on your head.
You know, and all I wanted to say was, yeah, they...
Not died in the wool, died on your head.
They know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You may not think they know, but I'm telling you, man, you got to spend more than $14 on
That's actually
like
what
that.
Terry's going to do after he retires. He's going to go get a Burt Reynolds rug.
No, he's going to go back to the old afro. He's going to go back to the Terry 70s afro. That was a thing, the full perm.
Yep. Like, oh, man. Woo, buddy.
But that's
right. What I was, too. That's right. Exactly, yeah.
The Bears, they have this uncanny ability. Hey, is there an old person we can call? Is Marv Levy around? Hey, Marv, can you help our team? What? Can you help our team? What? Can you tell us what's wrong with the Bears? What?
Marv like, walking around with an ear trumpet.
Running. He's still out running.
Marv, come a little bit closer. You're my kind of man. No, so whisper in my trumpet. That's, well, it's,
it only costs you $25.
I
don't know.
If, I don't know.
Oh, God.
But it just seems like it's always their response is always call an old person.
It's what it is.
What's wrong with our team? Well, yeah, we're 3-11. Well, who's old and has a phone? How can we call them as quickly as possible? Someone tell us what to do and charge us $250,000 or whatever it is.
Isn't it sad now that you probably are still saying that they still don't know what to do, even though they probably have full understanding that Gruden is serious? They still don't know what to do. I mean, is it that difficult? Is it? Okay, what the old guy? What the old guy with that thing on his head think? What did he say when he was here? Bring him in and interview him. You don't have to hire him.
The 630 here says, from one young bald man to another, hashtag bald is best, but for real, one of my favorite basketball memories is when the student section at LT, and I don't know if that's Lions Township or Lane Tech.
Lane Tech.
Started chanting Rogaine at me. Well, it's been a good player. I mean, they wouldn't have bothered if you weren't a really good player. So thank you, Bobby. And LT is either, it can either be Lions Township or Lane Tech, right? I'm not quite sure which one it is in this case.
I don't know. I can tell you this, that I could go to Florida and wear it because there's a million of them.
Oh, there's some bad ones there too.
Oh, yeah.
There are some, yep. I wish I could not see it. I'm telling you, it's a curse. Once it happens to you, it's like something out of a Stephen King novel where you're seeing the people who are aliens and you're pretending to be actual humans and you can't, you're cursed with this ability. And I don't care how much you spend on it. I know you can. And then see the guys who are really good at it. And there are some who worked in this town and in this business, the sports broadcasting business, who are smart enough to have different ones of different lengths.
Mm hmm.
You know, there's the I just got a haircut hairpiece, and then eventually there's they would sort of time it out, and then there's the ooh, I need a haircut now hairpiece. If you're really doing it, there is a very, very high profile national broadcaster who has been wearing one since his early 20s. And I only know it because I know the guy with whom he worked on the student station in college.
Mm-hmm.
Who, when the guy first started, he said, by the way, he got out ahead of it. He said, no pun intended. But he said he started doing this and he is very careful with it. And he has a very strong national position as a sports anchor and has been wearing one since his 20s. And it's never brought up because I think he spent a lot of money from the outset.
You know, it's so bad in Florida. It's so bad. I mean, there's so many bad looks like this. And then there's the old people who are dignified and they don't care. It doesn't matter. Which is, I certainly I'm going to fall in that category because I'm not going to be one of those guys you see wandering around with seaweed on his head either. I want to go up to him and say, hey, is your name Gus? Can it be for a second? I need to talk to you. Why is that on your head? What for? I mean, you're 75 years old, not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
Right.
What's the point? Why do you have seaweed on your head? I mean, what are you doing? Why?
The Bears are on line one. I guarantee you that guy is advising the Bears without question. Matt Miller will advise us on football next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight